two things happened while I was growing up in that I think influenced my future career. One was a fishing story, if you will. My father and I used to go crabbing near Galveston, and these big salt marshes. And one year we were out crabbing, and we noticed a huge abundance of crabs. I mean, we used to take a number two wash tub, and we'd be lucky if we filled up the bottom after about 4 hours. Well, that particular event, we filled up the whole tub. I couldn't believe it. We had sometimes 6-8 crabs on our bait, and just couldn't believe it. But there was those little blue crabs, so I mean, they were a lot of crabs, but it took a lot of work to get the meat out of them. So I asked the guy at the end of the pier, why so many crabs? And he said, well, there was a hurricane last year, and it flooded this whole area. And my God, the debris field, the crabs went berserk, and they just, you know, spike in eggs that hatched and survived because there weren't as many predators as there were crabs. So that was one life experience that sort of showed me the connection between fisheries abundance and the environment. So that was one lesson learned. The second thing that happened to me when I was in high school, I'd been elected president of the student body in high school, and there was a big hurricane that came in when I was in high school to Port Arthur, and they evacuated people, and the evacuation site was our gymnasium. So they asked me to go and participate in the recovery, or setting up and welcoming people and make them feel comfortable and stuff like that. So I remember that the feeling that they had of anxiety, was this thing going to destroy our homes? Was it going to destroy our lives? They were very anxious people. And that sort of clicked with me. I said, wonder if we could do something to improve that situation. Could we use science to improve people's lives for these natural disasters? In this case, it was a hurricane. Well, that played out kind of unusually in that when I showed up in graduate school with a scholarship I had been given, it turns out that my draft board had told Texas A&M University that I was drafted. And although I had been given a one-year deferment, it wasn't recorded with the draft board, and the draft board didn't update it with Texas A&M. Long story short, they gave away my scholarship. So, but the dean at that time said, well, would you be willing to do research and we can pay you, because I had no sources of income, so we can pay you to be a research assistant on a project. And I said, what's the subject? He said, tsunamis. I said, what's a tsunami? And and that's one of the coincidences of, and then I learned more about tsunamis, and I said, well, this is kind of cool. This is a natural disaster which people evacuate. And hey, I had that experience in high school, so click. It just sort of resonated with me. I said, hey, maybe a part of fate or something, I don't know, but it was quite unusual that experience I had in high school, then the mix-up in graduate school led me to a career and a natural disaster. And so one of my take-home messages from being in a tsunami research group was we need to be able to detect a tsunami in the deep ocean. And when I got to PMEL, which specialized in ocean observations, I said to Hugh Milburn, who was a chief engineer at the time, can we do this? And so he looked into it and he said, I think so. And it took us 10 years, but we got the detection of tsunamis in the deep ocean, and we're able to report it in real time. And that was this common thread is accidental tsunami guy, then head of the tsunami warning system, then PMEL, which specializes in ocean observations. Let's take on the tsunami thing. So that's how this couldn't have been done any other way. Another agency, it wouldn't have worked. Only NOAA could this have worked. And, you know, NOAA Corps, Barton and NOAA, specialize in a certain field and then take it from there and add to the, well, it's win-win plus.